This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Mount Blue Sky Highway is closing next week until 2026. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
It's the highest road in North America, and a section near Summit Lake at about 13,000 feet is in really rough shape. The road has been soaking up heat and melting the permafrost below for years, and the constant thawing and freezing has buckled and heaved the pavement. Federal highway officials are going to completely rebuild it using techniques better suited for the high alpine. It's scheduled to reopen by Memorial Day weekend 2026. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Opponents of Pueblo's syringe ban say last week's court ruling might have kept needle exchanges open across the state. A judge blocked Pueblo's ban, saying the city's ordinance contradicted state law. The ACLU's Tim McDonald says there's evidence that other cities were considering similar proposals.
And this decision should help establish the precedent that state law authorizes these programs and cities cannot countermand state law by criminalizing the public health services that the syringe exchange programs provide.
Proponents of the ban cited public health concerns amid reports of discarded needles in public spaces. And Denver International Airport is preparing for a record number of Labor Day weekend travelers. More than 444,000 people are expected to pass through TSA checkpoints, a 5% increase over the same time last year. The busiest days will likely be Friday and Monday. People should arrive to the airport early and give themselves plenty of extra time. This is CPR News.